Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Adults spend a lot of time wondering what goes on in the minds of young people, and a quick sampling of entries from NPR's Student Podcast Challenge reveals there is a lot going on in there.
What tastes better out of the bottle, ketchup or mustard?
Is hot dog a sandwich?
What zombie scares you the most?
How on earth could a hot dog qualify as a sandwich? I mean, look at the thing.
NPR received more than 3,300 entries in this year's contest, and while many of the podcasts focused on serious issues affecting young people, from mental health to gun violence, the students also managed to sneak in a little humor.
Apparently, people who exercise have been shown to recover better and be less at risk from mental health issues. So who said you can't run away from your problems?
We combed through the submissions and plucked out the ones that made us laugh and smile.
In this episode, you will learn how to put a bee in your mouth, how to take the last donut without being rude, and more. We are done with the intro now.
Here's NPR's Lauren Magaki.
On the day that her writing class chose a podcast topic, high school junior Jaylee Phillips was out sick. So her pals, Reese Wright and Lily Narmore, filled her in.
I was like, we're doing Founding Fathers. And I was like, 4th of July, Founding Fathers? And like, yeah, just like, okay.
The juniors were already taking AP US History at their school in Rincon, Georgia.
I have to hear about these Founding Fathers 24/7. And I was like, what do I not know about them yet that is going to be interesting to put into this podcast?
Turns out there were a few interesting things to learn. Here's a clip from their podcast.
Did you know Satan has lived in the White House before?
Reese kicked things off with Satan.
Well, it was actually a dog that belonged to John Adams, and he stayed with him during his time as president.
Can you imagine going and adopting a dog, and you're like, oh, it would be a good name. Maybe like Spot or Rover. No, I'm going to name this dog Satan.
And then bringing him to the White House?
Their podcast is filled with weird little facts about our nation's founders.
Thomas Jefferson kept 2 grizzly bears in a cage in the White House.
That's horrible.
Maybe they kept them in the Oval Office. I don't know.
In the Oval Office? I don't think the Oval Office is big enough for 2 grizzly bears.
Maybe.
Only one way to find out. Somebody hit up Joe Biden.
Okay, I didn't hit up Joe Biden, but I did look this up, and the bears were at the White House for a couple of months, but they stayed on the lawn, not in the Oval Office. Not every student was looking for answers or facts.
Today we're talking about things that don't make sense.
Brooklyn high schoolers Annalisa Castro-Giovanni and Allie Hines explored the unknown, like this academic mystery.
Because in schools it's A, B, C, D, F.
Like, what happened to the E?
I, for one, would love to know the answer to this question.
Like, imagine, like, telling your friend, man, I got an E on my test.
I don't know. It kind of sounds good. In my head, E sounds like a positive.
Yeah, thing. Like excellent. Like, oh my God, I got an E.
Extravagant.
Speaking of extravagant, the pair also spent a full 3 minutes wondering how carrier pigeons knew where to deliver letters.
What if the bird sent the letter to the wrong person and like the letter is like something really serious?
Yeah. Bird definitely exposed like cheaters.
While Annalisa and Allie were content just to wonder, Vermont middle schoolers Tyler Haddock and Kai Hobson offered answers to questions that nobody was asking.
In this episode, you will learn how to put a bee in your mouth without getting stung.
They called their podcast Random Stuff.
Put a bee in the freezer. It will fall asleep. Putting the sleeping bee in your mouth. The bee will warm up and wake up. Now have an awake bee in your mouth. Good luck.
Please, please don't try that one at home. From zombie rankings to hot dogs, mouth bees to the letter E, these assignments let students get creative and weird.
We had all these rigorous classes and like, I was tired of writing rhetorical pieces after rhetorical pieces and just analyzing old literature and everything.
That's Jaylee Phillips, the student from Rincon, Georgia. I called Jaylee and her classmates up to talk about the podcast. They said it was a chance to be themselves and have a little fun with the Founding Fathers.
I kind of just see them as little weirdos now.
That's Lily Narmore. She says it makes history more relatable.
Yes, you can write these revolutionary pieces of legislation that, you know, set precedent for our nation for probably hundreds of years. And then you can also just do absolutely stupid, weird stuff and name your pets just like, who thinks of names like that?
It's a piece of history that would be a lot less memorable if John Adams had simply named his dog Spot. Lauren Magaki, NPR News.